Wait, it's too dramatic. Hola. Nope, still too dark. Still too dark. That's probably a lovely sound for all y'all to hear in the audio version of this. Too dramatic. One more light. One more light. Sorry. Hold on. Hey. Or should I say... Hola. I'm in Spain. Like, actually, not like when people are like, I'm in Spain with a S. Nope, I'm in Barcelona, Spain. This has probably brought a lot of questions to some of the minds of y'all. Why am I in Europe? Why am I in Europe for so long? Why am I bouncing all around Europe? Like, literally stay in your basement in Canada, you little rat child. So, let me get into that before we get into, like, the main topic of this episode, which is a little deep, a little dark, a little scary. Also, it's very dangerous for me to have a spinny chair for this podcast. Like, usually when I, like, film my podcast, I have, like, a fidget toy, like a poppet, something like that, to, like, brrr, like, keep my mind off things. So that, like, it takes all the chaos in my brain and I can, like, export it through, like, whatever, like, fidget toy I'm playing with. But, like, without that, what am I to do? Are my words even going to make sense? We will find out. Also, this lamp above me is very scary. I tried to turn it off, like, with the switch on it, and it electrocuted me earlier. I've never been electrocuted in my life, but this... Today was the day, y'all. I literally touched it, and it felt like my finger exploded, and I, like, jumped. So, it's 1 inch from my head. Will I get electrocuted during this episode? stick around to find out. Okay. So, let me first explain why the heck I'm in Europe, and why I'm literally not leaving for another week. I got here, like, I want to say September 26th. Yeah, September 26th. I had two main things to do while I'm here. So first, let's start with Paris Fashion Week. That, I can hardly say the words without it being, like, I need, like, a trigger warning or something. So I was working. Oh, see, I don't know how much I can say about this. No, I know. I'm a big boy and I can figure things out for myself. There was two brands that I was working with for Fashion Week that I was going to be like going to like some fashion shows, getting dressed by them. All things that were very exciting to little old Ben, who was rotting away at home doing nothing. So I was very excited. I had never done anything like that before. Very exciting to me. I was super, super pumped. Second thing was, I don't think I can say anything about this. You'll just find out eventually when I can tell y'all, but it's very exciting. Unless I get COVID and can't do it. Well, I don't know what that cough was about. Yeah, I genuinely can't say anything about it, I don't think. So you'll find out. But basically, came to Europe for those two things. So I get to Paris first. Paris was the first stop. And I'm sitting there. I'm chilling in my Airbnb. I'm like waiting to see like what's the details. And each day, it got closer and closer to the date of the events. And I'm like, hola, hello, bonjour, like, what's going on? The day of the event, I, like, hear from the brands that I'm cut from the guest list. They're like, Ben of the Week is so ugly. If he even walked the red carpet, they would have to put a blanket over his head because he would look like literally a fungus that developed legs and could walk down a run. No. There was like an excuse. And basically, like the brand partnership fell through. So, I found myself in Paris with zero things to do. Now, I also, before going to Europe, made like plans, like texted people like, hey, I will be here. It'll be lots of fun. Let's hang out. Haven't seen you in forever. Some people haven't seen y'all at all. So I was like, whoa. I get there. What happened? Let's take a guess. Let's run through our brains what we think happened. The plans fell through and got canceled, and I got my plans canceled on me. So I want to relate this to the topic of the video, which is self-destruction. Now, for a long time, for a very long time, I have been so good. Like, I want to give myself credit. I've been so good. Almost every bad habit I managed to eradicate. Like, it was actually crazy how, like, well I was doing. Like, negative thoughts, I had amazing ways to cope with that. Negative eating patterns, like binge eating and stuff like that, I managed to cope with. And just also, like, eating unhealthy, which y'all know mama loves Taco Bell. Y'all know mama loves to decimate a box of Cheez-Its. I got on top of it, and literally it had been 6 months without Taco Bell, and I was like, whoa. Exercise, I was doing amazing. Being social, like I used to struggle with social anxiety, dealt with that. Is this okay? For a second, I thought I wasn't picking up my voice. And I basically had, like, actually my life together, and I was like, whoa. Epic Ben of the Week moment. And it was all kind of, like, punctuated by me going to Paris. I was like, this is going to be, like, the next step for me. I'm going to be so excited to, like, do all these things. And it's, like, I'm so proud of myself that I managed to get to do this. And then I get there, and everything falls apart. And for the next, like, 5 whole days... I fell off the wagon, y'all. I want you to imagine a flop era, mentally, physically, everything. I was in it. I was very much in it. It started off, like, the first day after literally everything getting canceled all in, like, one day. I just didn't leave my bed. I was like, nope.
Grand Canyon University's RN to BSN online degree program makes earning your bachelor's in nursing possible. Balance online coursework with local in-person clinicals to position yourself for potential leadership opportunities in the time you have from wherever you are, leaving room for what matters. Achieve your goals with your personalized plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
So, didn't do that. Next day, left my bed once to go get Uber Eats. Now, I realize, like, I still have responsibilities. Like, I still want to post a YouTube video on Sunday. And there was, like, a TikTok that I needed to make. So, eventually, like, the third day, I managed to get out of bed. But I haven't, like, fallen off the rails completely like that in a long time. Like, fully just, like, letting myself go. And it was kind of scary. Like, after a few days, I realized, like, how easy it was to just, like, reverse all the progress that I had made and just, like, slip back into old, like, habits. Like, I felt them creeping up. Like, the freaking, I don't know, like, the Annabelle doll behind me is, like, like, so that was, I need to, like, put my legs up. My blood flow is, like, I can feel the blood pooling in my, I don't know, my feet. Yes, feet. So that was scary. And I was like, at the same time, I didn't really know how to stop it. Like, I felt it just, like, snowballing down, like, just getting worse and worse, like, more and more habits coming back. So I want to, like, have some, like, grand answer for, like, how I got out of this. But it was literally just, like, for me, it was a change of scenery, because eventually I just left Paris, and now I'm in Spain, which, by the way, I don't want to scare y'all, I'm doing so much better now. Like, I was really going through it that week. Now I'm thriving in Barcelona, loving Barcelona, live, laugh, love life. Except for these hiccups. So, I really wish I, like, had a solid answer of what to do. Oh my god, my socks are so dirty. What to do when you get into like a self-destructive rut like that. And I think it'd be helpful, maybe, I don't know, at least maybe helpful for me to break down what happens when you fall into self-destructive patterns. So for me personally, let me take one and put it into example. For example, procrastination, literally one of the biggest demons in my life. If procrastination was a person, I would literally take their head and play Fruit Ninja with it. So annoying. The amount of times where it'll be I need to post Sunday morning on YouTube, and it'll be Saturday night, not even a YouTube video idea in my mind. And I'm calling myself out right now because it's Saturday evening. Where's the YouTube video? Half filmed. So when I procrastinate, I'm sure we all do this differently, but when I procrastinate in particular, I watch YouTube videos. I go down the YouTube video or TV show rabbit hole. I will watch one video and then another and then another and then another and another. And it's I really want to focus on the things that I'll try and tell myself when I'm procrastinating. I'll see a video, I'm okay, this one won't hurt. And then I'll go to the next one and I'll be okay, it's almost 3 o'clock. I'll start at 3. So I'll watch this 20-minute video so that it gets me until 3 p.m. And then 3 p.m. will roll around and I still don't start. I'm okay, 3:30. Not having deadlines or setting deadlines and then just blowing past them is such a self-destructive tendency for me. And also trying to think what another one would be in my life. Probably eating. Now, for example, yesterday, I know I just said I'm doing so much better in Spain. This was a one-off thing, maybe. I don't know. We'll see. I went to this store called Flying Tiger, which was so amazing. It's a dollar store mixed with IKEA. They have all these fun little things, but they have this absolutely banger candy section. Absolutely amazing. And I saw these gummy candy cones. I was mama loves candy. Mama loves gummies. I could literally eat and have eaten candy for whole meals, which is very bad. Please don't do that. But I got these gummies and it was kind of a big bag. It was heavy. It was a heavy bag. And what did I do? I opened that thing up. 5 minutes, it was gone. In 5 whole minutes. And as I was eating them, with each one that I ate, I was I know this is going to give me a stomach ache. And I was it was ringing through my head. I was I know it's going to give me a stomach ache. I know it's going to give me a stomach ache. Finished it, got a stomach ache. And I was so why did I do that? So what was the purpose of doing all of that, of eating literally this entire bag of gummies for no reason? Things like that, it can be so hard to just stop impulses in your brain. And if you guys ever suffer with struggle with self-destructive tendencies, I want you to first recognize that a lot of the time it's just impulses in your brain, literally impulses. I just went into full scavenging primate mode. I was I must eat more candy, is delicious. And it wasn't even active thoughts in my brain. It was just me shoveling down these gummies. So I want you to realize there can be a lot of guilt that you might feel after you do something super self-destructive. And sometimes, maybe the guilt's warranted, but a lot of the time, it's literally just your brain telling you to do whatever, eat the whole bag of gummies. So I really don't think guilt is productive to sit around and be feeling guilty. Ugh, why did I eat all that? It's not ever gonna help to just beat yourself up about it. I think what's productive is to learn from it, try and recognize when you're feeling impulses to do something that's gonna harm you. And then next time when you get those impulses, maybe you can recognize it faster and be no, and stop it before it gets too bad. Stop it before you've eaten the entire bag of Flying Tiger gummy ice cream cones. The housekeeping lady is outside my door, but I don't want her to come clean it, so I'm gonna be quiet. No, wait, actually, that makes no sense. I want her to know I'm in here. La 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 la. Okay. Man, she just comes in here. I'd be like, you have a near-death experience story for me? Okay. All right. We will continue with these thoughts after this quick break. I'm back on my space chair. This chair is very comfortable, by the way. I must say. I must point out. So, I just got some mucus stuck in my throat. Love a good mucus moment. Trying to think of any other self-destructive habits that I want to share with the internet in a public and permanent format. Side note, before we get into that, I always wonder, I always think to myself, like, will YouTube be around forever? Like, you think about, like, iconic TV channels. Like, Disney Channel is literally gone in, like, most countries now. Like, I always wonder about how permanent things are on the internet. Like, will Instagram be around forever? Like, Vine died, but I feel like Instagram and Facebook, like, they're such big companies. There's no way. There's no way they're going anywhere. But it's like, there's no way Instagram is staying the same as it is forever. Like, if you think we are going to be 80 years old scrolling through Instagram and, like, watching TikToks the way we do now, there is no way. But at the same time, it's not going anywhere. So what is it going to be like? Like, what are they going to change? Is the For You page really going to, like, attach to, like nodes onto your brain and just, like, know exactly what you want? And it's, like, not even TikToks. It's just, like, lights and flashes to, like, stimulate your brain in, like, the most, like, exciting way possible? Like, what's it going to be like? Because I highly doubt it's going to be anything like what it is now. That's a scary thought. I'm going to be like, watch my new TikTok. And y'all click on it. It's like, beep, 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 and, like, flashing lights. What? Anyways, back to self-destructive habits. I guess I could, like, go into more of, like, what Paris was like. I know. So, when I got into this rut, I really don't know what to call it other than, like, a rut. I, like, felt myself changing. Boy, if the iPad turned off, Steve Jobs is gonna get exhumed and I'm gonna beat up. No! No, we're not finishing that sentence. So I literally felt myself becoming a terrible person when I was, like, in this rut. Like, I was getting so annoyed at the simplest things. Like, I'd literally, like, a speck of dust would, like, land on my nose and make me want to sneeze, and I would just scream. I'd be like, ah! And then when I was, like, walking around Paris, like, the three times I left my Airbnb, the slightest things would drive me up the wall. Like, someone walking too slow, I would literally dart. Like, I would, like, go into a sprint just to go around them and then start walking in front of them at a normal speed. And they're, like, probably like, hello? So, I felt, and then also, I saw my Instagram Explore page, which I never look at, but it just randomly opened to that page on my phone one day. And I saw this thing, it was like, signs of depression. And then it was like one of those, like, accounts that just post, like, infographics. And it was just like, the first side was like, you are irritated easily. And I was like, me? Are you reading my mind? And by the way, those accounts are so stupid because I swipe through all the things and it's like doing all the pseudoscience and like saying all these symptoms of depression. And then you get to the end and that's just it. The description was literally an ad for something too. Like, it wasn't even remotely related to like managing symptoms of like depression or anything. It literally just was an ad for like some, like, I can't even remember, like clothing company or something. So I was like, what? How are those accounts allowed? Like, literally how can you just have an account that, like, self-diagnoses someone and then it's like, okay, deal with it, wench? Like, what? It blows my mind. Like, actually, social media is giving me brain rot sometimes. But anyways, also, side note, I've really been thinking about this and I wanted to tweet about it, but I feel like a tweet is, like, doesn't give me much enough space to talk about it. Our generation could have lived happier. Thought my belly button was out. I almost threw up. if it weren't for the Snapchat Discover page, I feel like a lot of us, no, like society in general would be a lot better. And here's why. You have things like tabloids, which are like these just gossipy magazines that like from an objective standpoint look like a legitimate news organization or whatever. And like when you open your Snapchat or Discover page, it'll literally be like, Charli D'Amelio wore this, or like, people are furious about Addison Rae for doing this. And it's like things that aren't even like actually events. Like it'll be like two people would be mad, and then like they just make the most clickbaity headline ever to like get reads. And it blows my mind, because this has always been a thing, like tabloids being like, Jennifer Aniston caught with, Adam Sandler in like Bora Bora kissing each other, like stuff like that. And it was always known that that was like a very toxic part of society. And with magazines obviously going away, like I don't know a single person in my life that has bought a magazine in the past year, but with magazines going away, I truly thought like maybe tabloids and all that stuff would go away. And it blows my mind how Snapchat just swooped up every single tabloid. Like Daily Mail is one really terrible one. They will just post like the most disgusting clickbaits, and they'll always like take like a screenshot of like Addison Rae when she's like not looking at the camera, or it's like a really unflattering picture or something, and they'll like make that the thumbnail so people click on it. And it's so disgusting that like Snapchat just like perpetuates that. Like that we really as a society could have let that just die, let it fizzle out, and then here they are giving it a platform, and it blows my mind. It actually blows my mind. I'm not the person to do this because I have a little monkey brain, but I really hope someone like makes a full like Shane Dawson style expose on how stupid Snapchat is for doing that and perpetuating that. Also, speaking of Shane Dawson, he's back on YouTube. I haven't watched his video. I don't think I'm going to. Y'all, I cannot sit through 40 minutes of Shane Dawson. I think I'd rather put like boiling lava in my ears. I feel like that would sound better than listening to Shane Dawson speak for 40 minutes. Also, sorry if it's kind of loud. I have like a balcony at my hotel, but the thing is, so there's no handle, and I was like, how do I open this? Like, it's this huge door, it's obviously openable, but I was like, there's no handle. It's just like just this hole, this square hole. So I called the front desk and I was like, como se dice, like, how do I get onto the balcony? And they're like, oh, yeah, this is a historic building. Why do I do that? Why do I say words that end in ing, like building? It's a historic building, so they don't allow people on the balcony because they're scared they're going to like wreck it. Which is like understandable, but I'm like, I'm literally gonna do nothing but step outside there for 2 seconds, take a little selfie, and then like go back inside. So I was like, I'm gonna figure out a way. I grabbed a USB stick, jammed it in the hole, cranked it, the door opened. So that happened, but here's where the predicament lies. I can't close it. And I'm in front of like literally the busiest street in Barcelona. So that's been really fun. I have a whole dresser pushed up against the door so it stays somewhat closed. Ow, hiccups. But it still is not closed. Ow. So I don't know what to do about that. That's why I've been refusing housekeeping every single day. I have like the do not disturb sign on my door constantly because I'm scared they're going to come in and see that I literally freaking jailbroke the door, and then they're going to yell at me and charge me $10 billion. So anyways, I feel like we should briefly get back to self-destructive behavior, because I don't know how I just leaped to a different topic, multiple different topics. But what have I not touched on about that? Basically, I just think it's really important to notice when you're becoming self-destructive. And sometimes there isn't even a reason. I was going to say, like, find out why, but honestly, there sometimes isn't a reason. For mine, it was, like, kind of falling off, and, like, all the good habits I had going, like, just kind of crumbled, and then I was, like, left with, like, all the toxic habits that I have. But sometimes it's literally nothing. Sometimes you might just find yourself, like, doing things that you know is, like, gonna harm you or, like, not be good for you. I know there's definitely an elephant in the room, like, things like nicotine, drugs, alcohol. I've never really, like, struggled with any of that, so I can't, like, really touch on that. But definitely self-destructive behaviors. But I guess, yeah, a lot of the time there isn't a reason for it. And you just have to, like, kind of be kind to yourself while also laying down some ground rules, being like, next time I want to do this, knowing that it's going to hurt me, I'm going to remind myself that's going to hurt me and how it hurt me last time. Ow! Ow! No! I just got shocked. That didn't feel as bad as the electrocution, but this lamp is out to get me. Anyways, love the way in which my phone ran out of storage right as I was getting into that point. recognizing and, like, reminding yourself of how you felt and what it did to you when you last succumbed to your self-destructive behaviors can be very helpful and hopefully can make you stop them. This thing is buzzing now like it's about to explode, and I'm so terrified genuinely of this thing. Like, it's like the Pixar lamp's, like, evil twin. That's, I think I've touched all bases for about being self-destructive. So I want to tell you about the dream I had last night. No, I don't, actually, because I don't think it's allowed. I don't think I'm allowed to say it on YouTube. No. Well, yeah. No, it's a dream. It's a dream. Like, shut up, YouTube person being like, this is illegal for YouTube. I had a dream last night where, like, me and my friends decided. It was, like, so weird. My friends, like, I couldn't see their faces, but I knew that they were, like, famous YouTubers. So I truly don't know who they were. It was like, I think maybe one of them was like Jake Paul. But anyways, we all decided to, like, abandon our personal YouTube channels and all, like, join together to make a slow motion YouTube channel where we, like, spent like $1 million on this, like, amazing camera to, like, film things in slow motion. And then we were getting, like, so popular and people were like, what are they gonna do next? So we decided to, like, get 100 pounds of TNT and, like, ignite it. And, like, in this dream, I was like, there was not a thought crossed my mind. And by the way, when I have dreams, like, I actually think they're, like, happening for real. Like, I don't have dreams where I'm like I know it's a dream. Like, every single time I wake up and I'm like, holy, that just happened. So I was, like, not a thought crossed my mind about, like, is this legal in my little dream head? So, I don't know where we got it from, but we, like, made this, like, house out of, like, 100 pounds of TNT, which, by the way, my dream looked exactly like Minecraft TNT. Love that my brain is just not original in the slightest. But anyways, we, like, we ignited it, and then we were, like, way too close, and in slow motion, we were, like, recording, and I saw, like, all of us literally getting evaporated into, like, human smoothies. And it was so weird, because in the dream, I, like, kind of felt it. Like, I felt the fear, but it was, like, in slow motion, but I felt, like, the fire on my face, and then I woke up, and I was like, So that was my little dream of being a slow motion YouTuber. Honestly, I still want to do it. I feel like that'd be so fun to just break stuff or, like, I don't know, do stuff like that in slow motion. I would live, laugh, and love. Anyways, thank you so much for listening or watching another episode. Thanks for hanging out with me. I truly appreciate it. I'll see y'all next Wednesday. If you want to send me your near-death experiences, please use the hashtag #IAlmostDiedPodcast and tweet them to me, and I will read them. In Spain, don't know what I'm going to do today. Oh, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to film my YouTube video and stop procrastinating because we are done with our toxic, self-destructive tendencies. Yes, we are, because we are so loud. Okay, Follow me on Instagram at Ben of the Week, YouTube at Ben of the Week, Twitter at Ben of the Week, Snapchat at Ben underscore WUT. Actually, don't follow me on Snapchat because Snapchat is gross with their tabloids about Charlie D'Amelio. Okay, I'll see y'all next Wednesday. Stay safe. Take care. Love you so freaking much. More than I can ever believe. I really have to get up to end this podcast. This is so awkward. I'm really gonna have to waltz over to the phone because I set up so far away. Okay, love you. Bye.